Fair.
You know, it's always interesting to us. Hey, everybody, Stephen A. Jones from When the Ancients Speak, talking here again yet on another episode of Spirit Airwaves. And we've finally taken the big dive, the big dip, the big plunge, and here we are on Blog Talk Radio. Now, we did this once before. We ran for a little while, and then we ran into some issues, not really so much with the show as just events that have been going on. The pandemic, for example. Everyone has been through this, and it seems like they're getting geared up to do it again. Hey, everybody, this is Matilda. We're from When the Ancients Speak, and we decided that it would be a good idea to take Spirit Airwaves onto Blog Talk Radio. Now, we've had Spirit Airwaves for a while. We were on another platform for a little while, and what we did there was that we would talk to people that would come to ask us questions and things, and we did that on Discord. Now, Discord has become very popular over the years for people. It's a great way. It's a big chat platform. A lot of gamers have used it. But primarily what we did was to talk to people that have signed up to that like listening to us. And we've been doing this for a lot of years. So we decided, well, with Spirit Airwaves, let's just take Spirit Airwaves out to the airwaves. And literally, you could get to talk with spirits every day. Now, look, I know this is Stephen A. Jones again, and I know there's a lot of people out there that kind of wonder about this. They're like, okay, we're not supposed to really talk to spirits, are we? Look, this is the modern era, and we know that spiritual interaction takes place. And for the people that are beginning to awaken, that are awakening up, not woke, awake, that in the process are going to be awakened, need a certain amount of information to know exactly what's going on in this crazy world we call Terra. And for many years, we have been at a website located called whentheancientspeak.com. And we are spirits. And whether or not you believe that is actually meaningless, but we are channeled spirits through an individual by the name of Michael, and he and his family have put up years of commentary and things that they have experienced through the lives of not only their eyes, but our eyes, as we are from higher dimensions. We are beings. Many of us have lived on Terra. We have reincarnated on Terra many times, and believe me, so have you. But many of us have decided to kind of hang out in the fourth and fifth dimensions because, quite frankly, we like it here, and we don't want to go back to Terra with all the things that are going on. Now, once we get past the introduction and all that stuff, you don't have to believe it or not, but we do have commentary, and many of us speak on behalf of humanity, and we have some very interesting discussions, and over the years, we've been extremely accurate with predicting things that were going to happen, okay? In fact, I don't believe we've been wrong at all. And now I'd like to introduce Victoria Kelly. Okay, she is the other half of the Michael and Victoria team and their family, which we call and or they call DaFam, are of the spiritual beings that jump in and out of Michael predominantly and occasionally on Victoria. She does channel several specific beings. And they've been doing this for years, and all this information is coming out, and they're trying to tell you that we have a unique kind of view on everything, and you might be very interested to know some of the things we and all of our friends discuss, because it will give you an insight into your current existence right now, unlike anything that you've been told. Because quite frankly, everything around you is a lie. And with that understanding, there must be truth out there somewhere. And there's a whole big truther community, and they've got a whole lot to say. But right now, people are starting to figure out the same thing we've been telling everyone for years, is that the majority of them are so full of crap, their eyes are brown. Okay? And the Bravo Sierra runneth over. The bull crap, the bullshite, the things that you've been hearing about intergalactic tribunals and stuff, Some of it's true, most of it's made up, and part of it is extremely true. So we're here to help you sort through a lot of this nonsense, and but we're here to also tell you that this is predominantly for entertainment value only. We have to say that because of all the crazies out there, and you know what I'm talking about. So please understand that this information is for your entertainment and fun, but we do discuss a lot of things going on, especially current events that pertain to spirituality and the, how shall we say, ascension of this planet. Because the ascension may not be televised initially, but it certainly is going to be discussed about, with, and for here on When the Ancients Speak and Spirit Airwaves, which has now taken to Blog Talk Radio. Enter Victoria Kelly. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking a listen.
You need to keep the noise down over there. We're trying to make a recording. Jeepers, what's he doing?
I don't know. He's getting a cookie or something. Who cares? Shut up, everybody. Keep going, please.
Now, you don't have to believe that these are spirits talking to you. They are. They're fourth dimensional beings.
And some of us are fifth dimensional.
Some of them are fifth.
Yeah, please don't bunch us up with a lot of the fourth dimensional nitwits, because I'm here to tell you, hi, everybody, this is Juicy. I'm not going to tell you who I am or what I am yet, but I am going to have some conversations with you and say hi. This is my kind of grandmama, although she's not that old yet. But I look at her as, spiritually speaking, my grandmama. And why is it that every time you do a recording, someone's making noise in the background? And very, very rude, isn't it? Geez, don't do that. But anyhow, we record everything. And we put all this information in a place called the Cutting Room Floor. No, it doesn't cost any money. You don't have to pay for it. It's free to join. But if you join, you're going to get a lot more information than we can put out on some of the social media and stuff like that, because, you know, they're all idiots and they're trying to censor everything, because that's what they do. That's what they do. And that's why I come to tell you. You just got to tell them to go to hell, a lot of them, because that's where they belong, a lot of them.
They're all lying.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do for a living, people. And we're here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're here to get the message out to everyone about what's going on across your planet. And believe me, it's all being staged. A lot of this stuff that's going on, all the weather events are being controlled. There's a spiritual war going on, people, and I think a lot of you are starting to figure that out. And we're here to kind of help guide you through it. But of course, you can believe whatever you choose. We'll just give you the information, and you decide what's right for you and your life, because that's how it's supposed to be, because that's what the grand creator wanted.
Yeah, and we, you may find things different about us. We don't mention the word God or Source.
Well, we do say it occasionally.
Say the divine creator. Because we believe that the creator is...
Or your heavenly father is another. You see, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to... This isn't really a religious program, but we're going to talk about the creator sometimes, because you need that as a litmus test for what the truth is really going on here, people.
And why shouldn't we talk about the creator? The tribal people are in many different parts of the world, including North America, have always spoken to Grandfather Sky, the creator. Why shouldn't we talk about him, her, or however you view this magnificent, amazing being?
Yeah, and everybody, hey everybody, this is Vladimir. And many, many years ago, I was essentially a Nosferatu. I still look like one, but I'm not.
No.
And I'm that happy forklift-driving vampire that you heard about who drinks vegetable juice sometimes. I don't drink blood, but I did a long time ago, but I never hurt children. That was something that I couldn't do because I was a puppeteer, and I made puppets in my time period. And I lived in Romania many, many years ago. Mm. Many years ago. Vlad. Hundreds of years ago.
Yes. Go on, Vlad.
I'm sort of a regular around here. I've had books written about me, you know, Vlad's Halloween Bash and a few other things. There's some interesting stories that go on with all of this, people. We are spiritual beings that are sort of living vicariously through the Kellys. and we get to participate, and we've been part of their family for years. I know that there was a film crew at one point that wanted to make a movie of all of you guys.
Yes.
And your lives and things that went on, but you've always wanted to keep it kind of quiet and solitary until now, because now it's the end of times, and now it's time for you to realize that you were supposed to talk to spirits. That's why you have a third eye. But you were supposed to talk to good spirits.
I just want to mention one of the reasons why we kept it quiet was because everybody who's come out and gone into the limelight, something's happened eventually where they're called out as frauds or this or that. And there are a lot of jealousy kind of backbiting that goes on. So we didn't want to be a part of that. We just wanted to live our lives as best as we could. But we always knew that we had a different family. And now I see TV shows from CBS about a ghost show where these young people live in an old home they're redoing, and there are ghosts all around their house. Well, that's kind of how we live.
And yeah, except we've been around for years before any of this stuff came around.
They've been around most of my life. You know, being a little girl talking to them when I was little.
I mean, Victoria actually, before she could even speak, was seeing fairies dancing on her windowsill and talking with beings that had passed a long time ago.
Yeah.
And Michael was also, the two of them are very much like some professional ghost.
The Warrens?
Yeah, I guess that would be the best way to accept a younger version of the Warrens.
Yeah.
Might be the best way to describe you and your life and everything. And the reason we bring this up is because we're not trying to sell you anything.
No.
We're not trying to sell you on these people. We just want to give you some perspective and background of about what you're about to hear. And we have years of information available to you about what has been going on this planet. And I promise you that once you get into listening to some of this, it will be the greatest binge that you will ever have. You've heard about people binge-watching movies on Netflix, right?
People are binging on our MP3s
They
right now.
Binge on the Kellys. Yeah, they binge on them.
Because they know deep down inside, we are telling you a truth that you know to be true.
And that you won't hear anywhere else.
But yet your third dimensional aspect will not allow you to recognize it.
And it's a fantastical world that we're about to invite you in. It is a beautiful, almost Avatar meets Tolkien kind of world, because that's the real world that has been taken away from you. That is literally one dimension away from you right now. And this planet, Gaia, with it, is about to evolve to a much higher dimension, and everybody is going along. So if you don't know what's about to happen, boy, are you in for a ride. And we're here to tell you, there's a lot of bad beings out there that want to take you out. There's a lot of them that want to take advantage of you, and there's a lot of them that want to take you with them when they go down.
The only thing you've been hearing is the hearts and flowers version of what's about to happen. We want to give you the other side of
the reality. The real story, the cyberpunk-like world that they're about to create, people.
Yes.
And believe me, it's going to be a good world, too. There's going to be a lot of good things. But I'm here to tell you, the Creator also works with evil. The Creator is not inherently evil. The Creator wants balance in his and or her creation.
Yeah.
And that is what is going on right now. The darkness has gotten way out of balance. That's why we have the yin and the yang, right? I mean, each a balancing factor to each other, and each with a small amount of the other part of it in it in order to function. That is how these matrices work. And we're here to talk about this and have a little fun during it. So we wanted to let you know what these shows are going to be about.
Yeah, and everything that you've ever wondered about has already been spoken on our cutting room floor, which is free for you to listen to.
Hi, everybody. This is Charles. And I've been around for a long time, too. I'm sort of the nature lover. I love animals, especially geese. And there are others like me that are beings that lived once on Terra. And I lived in the 1800s. We talk about our stories and things that happen sometimes. And we just wanted you to know that if you listen to what we have to say, you're going to find it really interesting. Some of it may upset you greatly. Some of it may make you rejoice because you've always known the truth.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, probably, let me give you one truth. The pyramids. Everyone thinks the pyramids were built to bury kings.
No.
But no, they were energy generators.
Mm-hmm.
They always had water running underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were designed to allow people to travel to other dimensions and also to change bodies and also to communicate or commune with everyone that would look at the pyramids that could see within a line of sight. If they could see the cap piece, you could communicate telepathically with anyone. You didn't need a cell phone. You just looked at the pyramid and you would think of talking to someone and you could mentally commune with them.
Yeah.
That's just one of many powers that many of us had. And there have been many other societies, for example, Teteria, you talk about all the time, where we had all achieved a level of invention. It was a society of inventors. And we were about ready to do amazing things when the mud floods came.
Yeah, but they're coming again.
And they're coming again, people. And there's stuff going on that you don't know anything about.
They don't put it on news, so you can't find it on the average news. You have to look for it outside of, if you're listening to this in the U.S., you have to look on other news broadcasts on different areas around the planet. Like in the Middle East, there's some really bad things going on right now.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, this is Dennis. And I'm just here to say I'm sort of the equalizer in this group. There's a lot of nitwits and idiots, and I don't just mean us. Let me tell you, we're a lot like you. We're a lot like all of you. We live our lives. We live in other dimensions, and in that dimension, you are the ghost to us. Just like we can be the ghost to you sometimes. And that's just an overlapping of dimensions, and sometimes some of us get caught in those cycles. Some of us actually enjoy going and being ghosts and stuff like that. It's part of the fun that we have. It's sort of like scaring like your younger brother or sister or something. That's the way we look at it. But a lot of you get involved with some pretty bad beings out there. There's some bad ones too, especially now. Because they're trying to take over your planet right now. But there are also good things going on, and we're going to talk about all that too at some point.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of things that we've been talking about for many years. And there are different types of recordings that you can listen to. We don't have one particular subject that we ever stick to because we made this
pretty much current events. You know, we do discuss a lot of current events,
yeah,
though.
It's more like just a conversation piece for us.
But we have yet to say anyone when they listen to us is ever bored. And we are also going to start taking calls, not only from the people who listen to us on a regular basis, and they can tell you exactly what this information has done to their lives. And then we'll eventually start talking about something called soul images that we do. And you'll notice that Aradil is an amazing artist, okay? And she does a lot of her own artwork and creates the artwork for When the Ancients Speak and Spirit Airwaves and all the other things. And much of this artwork is done with the understanding that she is educating people to what their future is going to be like and what Terra is about to become. I think that's just wonderful, everybody. And, you know, we love all of you, and we hope that you'll keep tuning in. And this is just the beginning. But Blog Talk Radio was always our goal. We did start some shows before. And unfortunately, there were events that took place, with all the terrible tragedies that have been going on lately. We just had to take a break. But we're back now, and we're back, and we're here to stay. And we're here to educate people for as long and as much as we can, as long as they're willing to listen. And we know that there's a lot of people out there that are now ready to listen that really couldn't really believe the things we were saying years ago, but now see that everything that we've said has come to pass.
We also have a YouTube channel that we can link in our description so that you can see some of the videos. And
yeah, and there are plenty of them.
Plenty.
And again, the Kellys become a bingeable thing. And here's the best part. People got addicted and hooked to the stuff that we did on YouTube and stuff like that. But yet, most of what you are going to learn is on the cutting room floor. And it is free to join. All you have to do is go to whenyancientspeak.com and you can join directly right there on that front page. Click on that link and just join the mailing list. And once you do, you'll have access to the cutting room floor,
We'll give you the link. You can go there. You can bookmark it. And then you can keep coming back. And you can hear what we have to say every day. Because we talk about current events, things that are going on in these different communities. We discuss spiritual events. We talk about Father. We talk about what is really going on as far as, like, you know, are the politicians are real? Are they all real or are they all actors? Who's running the show? Is it the military? Is it off-world beings? Whatever. We get into all of that. And it's fascinating stuff. And I think you're going to love, absolutely love it. Love, love, love it.
One thing we do ask is that you listen with an open mind. And that means excluding everything that you've ever been taught on this terra firma. Everything.
Because it's all lies, lies, lies.
And if you can't do that, then maybe we're not the right people for you to listen to. But if you want to learn more and
you know, have to be able to accept
yes.
some of what we're going to tell you. Maybe not all of it. You don't even have to believe that I am a channeled being, which I am. Stephen A. Jones.
Oh, he definitely is.
But I'm here to tell you that the things that we want to do, we want to lead you through the maze. We want to show you the highlights. And by the way, did you know that mazes were created so that they could hold rituals deep in the center part of the maze and chase children and frighten them and harvest adrenochrome? Did you know that? Well, that's another story. Yeah, and you can see all of this comes together. You have to understand the biggest maze of all is this matrix that you are part of. And there are many, many other matrices out there, and we're going to explore them, talk about them, other worlds, other places, other beings that will speak to us. You should hear some of the recordings we got, people. And so far, it's all coming true. So anyhow, with all that put out before you, we just wanted to say, yes, Blog Talk Radio, we're here to stay. We're going to roll with this. For those of you who may be listening that already do listen to us, thank you very much. We're trying to create different content, not only here, but also on the cutting room floor, so that you never run out of the information that you want to hear. And you can absorb this at the rate that you choose. And remember, we're telling you, you need to also live your life now. You do. You need to live your life now, because part of what you're supposed to be experiencing in this matrix is joy, happiness, a fulfillment. This was supposed to be a beautiful world that Father created that was to be a paradise for you to enjoy and indulge yourself in a variety of different things without, of course, hurting other beings. That was the only catch. To all of you, we say thank you for tuning in again to Blog Talk Radio. Spirit Airwaves, and boy, have we got some shows lined up for you. We look forward to talking to you again real soon. Blessings, love, and light, and remember, it's your relationship with Father that matters the most. Have a fabulous day.